from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Story time with Joey on 1080 The Fan.
All right, it is the last story time of 2024, Jason. Can you believe that?
I can believe it.
Next week is Football Friday.
Yes.
But in the meantime, it's just story time. And the old Friday with Joey. What's going on?
Football starts next week.
It does?
Yes.
Yeah. Like 9 more sleeps.
With who?
Florida State and Georgia Tech from Ireland, from your homeland.
Yeah, okay, I saw that. Why? I just always assumed it was going to be Notre Dame playing in Ireland. Why is Florida State
asked the same question, and it turns out, I always thought it was just Notre Dame, and it turns out there have been other teams, but it's mostly Notre Dame.
You just cut out, and so I don't hear what you just said.
Oh, there have been other teams, but it's mostly Notre Dame.
Yeah, they're only mostly dead.
Yeah, next year I think they're saying Iowa. What did we say? Iowa State, Wisconsin, or something like
it's
that.
It's something like
something
that.
Weird.
Or maybe
like
it was
that?
Kansas State. Somebody. It was another
Kansas State.
Iowa State. I think.
How about that?
Kansas State. Iowa State.
I know. Isn't that weird?
Like, okay, I could get behind Boston College playing in Dublin. I could get behind another big Chicago, like Northwestern. I could get behind Northwestern playing in Dublin. There's some other like really big Irish.
You would think like Chicago, the big Irish populations, but yeah, like it seems
Boston,
weird.
Chicago, yeah. Like
Tennessee and Florida and Kansas. It's very random.
Huh.
Stupid.
It's just, I just keep coming. I know I've used it a lot for, I feel like I've really overused this lately, but it just is so apropos. It's the Ricky Bobby. That's just dumb. That's just dumb.
It doesn't make any sense, but nothing in college football makes sense anymore.
Like, but see, here's the thing. Here's what I don't understand is like, are they trying, like, if it's the NFL and, you know, they played the London game first, right? Yeah. That's all centrally organized by the NFL for the exploitation, for the growth of the NFL league, right? You go London, or, you know, Germany, and then you go to, where wasn't there one in, there was Mexico, and now they're going to Brazil or something like that? Like, awesome, great. But it's not like the NCAA is organizing these Dublin games for the purpose of the expansion and growth of the NCAA college football. Like that's dead. Like who's running that? Like, where is this coming from?
I don't know how that all things. I always assumed that it was just the Notre Dame thing. And that was just, and maybe that's what it was, is Notre Dame started it. Cause I'm pretty sure they did. And that was the whole Shamrock series. And then maybe Notre Dame got tired of doing it, or other teams were like, hey, give us a paycheck and we'll go over there. Cause I'm sure it's kind of a pain. Like once you've done it a few times, I'm like, I think it'd be great to go as a player and fun, but I'm sure as a red ass coach, they're like, well, it's long travel and it's early. And I'm sure there's a million ways coaches can complain about this.
I wouldn't want to do it. If you are one of two teams, the only international game. You know, at least in the NFL, they're playing, what, 3, 4, 5 games overseas now? You know, so there are other teams. Like, and your college football playoff life could be dependent on one win or loss. Like, I ain't putting my team on a transatlantic flight. No thanks.
I guess I was just thinking more along the lines, if I was a player... And this is, and I get it. When you're a player, I don't know if you think that way. Coaches, administrators, sure. But if you told me, and plus, like, I was at BYU. It's not like we were playing for national championships. But if you told me that we were going to go play my first game of the year, I always loved the non-conference games. Like, we played in a couple of pigskin or, like, black coaches classics where we got to go play, you know, different teams, Florida State 1 year, and we played Tulane in another. But if you told me I got to go to Ireland for week one, I don't know. As a player, I'd be jazzed. I mean, that would be really cool. I would like it. But as a coach, totally get your point.
And I would flip that by saying, if you told me for my bowl game at the end of the year and we're 8-4 and completely out of any sort of contention and I got to go to Ireland, I'd be jazzed. If I am a senior quarterback, I'm just trying to think, put myself in my own shoes back in 2001 where I'm getting ready to play Wisconsin and all I'm thinking about is, you know, this is the national championship season and I need to, like, every single, like, no. Yeah. No, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Well, maybe the hard part is getting teams to go over there, because I'm thinking of those NFL matches, and yes, or the games, they're trying to grow the game over there, but they're sending Jacksonville a lot. And I mean, like, some of those matchups over there have not been very good.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just hard to get teams to agree to do it based on what you're saying. Or there's a bunch of Yellow Jackets in Dublin that we don't know about.
Yeah.
There could be an infestation.
Well, you know, sometimes there's weird sister city things or there's some sort of connection. I don't know. Maybe some famous Irish guy was a great engineer at Georgia Tech.
But
I don't know.
That wouldn't explain Iowa State, Kansas State.
Well, maybe they just...
What was Georgia Tech's coach's name? O'Leary.
O'Leary. Yeah, that's the guy that lied on his resume.
And got fired at Notre Dame. He got his dream job and then he got canned because he lied on a resume.
Wow.
Whoops.
Well... This is the final story.
We went down a tangent on that one.
We did. Got a little football in there.
Tangents happen.
I do have some camp questions, but I also want to know if you're going to the Foos tonight. It is it's Foo Friday in Portland. They're playing at Providence Park. Will Joey be there?
At the what?
Foo Fighters.
Joey's like, ah.
That.
Oh, the Foo Fighters. Oh, yes. I'm not going to be there. No.
Darn it.
No.
What's your dream concert?
I'm leaving right after this interview, so...
What is my dream concert? Boy, that's a tough one. We're going to have to come back because I can just say Dave Matthews, but, you know, that's like, I've been to 22, I think, Dave Matthews shows now. Yes. And so, you know, it just, I don't know. I'd have to kind of, can we collaborate? Can we put like Dave Matthews with Beyonce and Eminem and James Taylor and Herbie Hancock, and they all do a collaboration with Guns N' Roses and finish up with I don't know. So that would be awesome.
That would be quite a festival. And a eclectic mix.
B.B. King comes out for a solo to play with yeah, I don't know.
Sonny Bono.
Not so much. To play with Mumford and Sons. They have a reunion.
Okay.
And then Al Green joins them at the end.
Ooh, that's a good show.
I didn't know that you were a big Dave Matthews guy.
You didn't know I was a big Dave Matthews guy?
He's mentioned that before.
No, I can't say.
Did you know that 100 pounds of dough makes a big old cookie?
I mean, I just didn't know that. If you would have said, what's your, I guess that kind of fits. I don't know. Dave Matthews is one of those bands for me. Cause I've seen him, I don't know, maybe 3-4 times, mostly at festivals. And I've seen him when he was just coming up, when he wasn't even the headliner. But it's always one of those that I forget. Like, Ed Sheeran's this way for me too, in that I forget how big they are. Like, that's one of the largest, music acts over the last 30 years. And yet I'm always a little surprised when someone's like, oh, Dave Matthews is my favorite. And I'm like, oh yeah, Dave Matthews. I don't know why, it's never top of mind for me.
You know, my kids get in the car and they say, "So what are we listening to, Dad? NPR or Dave Matthews on Sirius XM?" Like, those are literally the only two things that are on in my car. If I wasn't an NFL quarterback, I would have been traveling around following the Dave Matthews Band.
Wow.
Interesting.
Okay, last band you saw live, was it Dave Matthews? And the act you wish you saw live back in the day?
The last band I saw live was Dave Matthews. Oh, here's a cool story. Okay, and I'll answer that question. So when I was with the NFL, or with the Lions, they had Dave came through Detroit on the, I think it was the Vote for Change tour. It was with Jurassic 5 and Ben Harper and Dave. And so, long story short is, you know, I met the tour manager before the day before. He's like, "Yeah, you know, they heard you're coming back and are going to be at the show, and like, here's the phone number, come back, we'll take you around." So we're walking around backstage, and here's this, and here's this, and here's Dave, and here's, and I was like, "Wait, what? He says, "Oh, have you not met Dave?" I was like, "No." And I went like full on panic, like, you know, fanboy mode. And nicest guy in the world, just, you know, so down to earth. We talked about, you know, he lives in Seattle and Portland and great. And he says, you know, the tour manager, what was his name, like Tony or something. He's like, "Yeah, we find Tony at this point in the show and got something really cool that's going to happen." And so sure enough, that point of the show, walk over and meet Tony at the place we were supposed to meet. And he says, "All right, come on over." And he takes us over to the soundboard and he hooks us into, gives us headphones and hooks us into the soundboard. And so they have, like, obviously the sound that goes out to the stadium, but all the band members talk to each other, can communicate, you know, through some other, you know, super secret communication. So we're listening to him talk. And then Dave says, "All right, I got this really cool special, you know, guest for you, everybody." And he brings out Neil Young. And Neil Young sat and played like a 45-minute set with Dave and the band. And we were just sitting there on the soundboard listening to it all. I was like, "Oh my God, cool. This is the coolest thing I have ever heard in my entire life."
That's rad.
That's so cool.
Did you think he was going to bring you out?
No. Although that would have been, like, I could have retired at that moment. That would have been like the pinnacle of, this would have, you know, marriage, birth of kids, you know, Fiesta. It would have fit between Fiesta Bowl and like marriage and birth of kids.
Our show.
Play with. Your show, a close fourth. Yeah.
Well, this is, you were gone but a couple weeks back, Blues Traveler was in town out at McMiniman's, if I can say that. And I went out and I got a buddy of mine, knows the band real well, and I got to hang out with them backstage. And I mentioned that I talked to you every week, and they remembered you fondly. And Chan says hi. And it was a very nice kind of reminiscent. We had a whole thing, and when you came out and played with them, and it was kind of cool. They were very complimentary of you and said to say hi.
Great. You know what? Thank you. I'll shoot them a text after this. It's been a little while, so thank you. Yeah, I saw that they came through town. I was like, "Man, I should reach out." But yeah. I wonder if they remember. Yep. Yeah. And I'll do that next time.
Yeah. Joey played with them, right?
Yeah, Joey played with
them. That's the famous bit where he plays the piano.
Yeah, I think you did what? Mountains Win Again, right?
We played a couple. I think we did Hook, we did Mountains Win Again, but it was Mraz, or it was Jason Mraz and Blues Traveler at the Crystal Ballroom. That was like our first foundation charity, you know, or a fundraiser concert. And it just kind of got thrown together, and then we ended up doing like this collaboration with all of us that ended up on that Monday Night at the Mic. Remember they did like a American Idol type competition during Monday Night Football, and that concert ended up on there.
So it was kind of funny. So my buddy who was knows that, like, he was in Chan's wedding. It was like that. They're that kind of close. And when we went to the concert, he was wearing that Joey Harrington Foundation T-shirt. You guys like made T-shirts from back then. He was wearing it.
Shut up.
No, and like I can't roll.
Your buddy was wearing it, or Chan was wearing it?
My buddy was wearing it. And
how
so
did he get that? And I don't have one. I need to get one of those.
He's got one. He was wearing it. And I was like, "Oh my God, the Harrington." So it kind of, we had a fun little, it was just kind of one of those cool things when you're hanging backstage and, you know, you, you know, they're big football fans. And so we're talking football, this and that. And my buddy's wearing the Harrington shirt, and I would kind of point it over at it. And that kind of led to the conversation and just nice little reminiscent memories. So they were, they said to say hi.
You know, it is your charity.
Yes.
You can probably.
I'm guessing that shirt is not for sale anymore. Yeah. Maybe we'll talk to my buddy and getting it for you.
It may be my charity, Rob, but let's be honest. There's only two of us. It's Madeline and I, and it's not like we're stocking a, you know, inventory at a store. That was 20 years ago, and I don't even know what happened 20 minutes ago. So,
well, it's just one of those, like, I love seeing stuff like that. Like I said, I haven't seen one of those shirts in forever, so the fact that someone still has it and wears it, it's pretty cool.
So who's the act that you wish you would have seen back in the day? And then we'll get some football next.
That I wish I would have seen back in the day. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to go way back, and I'm going to go like Louis Armstrong. Wow. Like that type of Miles Davis, Coltrane. Ooh, nope, Jimi Hendrix. Like, God, like all of these like transitional, like musical moments, right? Like you go Louis Armstrong and the transition into like from big band to like, say more contemporary jazz. And then you get Miles Davis or Coltrane, who just like completely took it in another direction. And then I'm thinking, you know, then I go to Jimi Hendrix, who, you know, what was he like 27 when he died? I'm going to go Coltrane.
Okay.
I'm going to go Coltrane playing with Miles Davis. There you go.
Damn. All right. More with Joey Harrington next. We'll find out what's going on down at Oregon camp. He has the inside scoop. Big news.
I do?
Yeah. He's going to break it.
Coltrane.
Oh, that's right.
News.
I do. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. That's right. It's Mods PDX. Joey Harrington, the final story time of the year. We continue next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Story time with Joey on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we're back with Joey Harrington. Just a couple of minutes left, Joey. Spent too much time talking about La Musica.
Well, it's a great question. I love the What Show. Everyone should have one of those if you could go
What's
back.
What's yours?
I got two. One would be I
didn't know we got two.
Well, I got two.
I think one.
And I don't know. Well, one's
pick one.
One's dead and one I just missed. Queen. Okay. I wish I could see Queen.
Oh, that's a good one.
I never got to see.
I want three now. I want three.
And my other one is because I got to see him and he's one of my all-time favorite artists. And unfortunately, I saw him at the end and it was the worst show I've ever been to. And it bums me out because I love him so much. I would like to see like 1975 Bob Dylan. Because people think Bob Dylan is this mumbly, you know, kind of old man. You got to go listen to like live Bob Dylan. Listen to like the bootleg series that he put out, like 70s Bob Dylan, those were rock shows. And he's the greatest singer songwriter of all time. He was a hell of a performer. I just saw him when he was like 70 and doing weird country music. And it was, I just wish I could see peak 70s Bob Dylan.
I think Paul Simon and James Taylor would like to have a word with your comment about greatest singer-songwriter of all time. Maybe Carole King, too. Anyway.
Their music didn't change the world. Football. Bob's did.
Oh, for God's sake. You're telling me that Carole King, James Taylor didn't change the world during war? Okay, we're going.
Just saying, one person's music changed the world and was the voice of an entire generation and movement. You know, like.
And his name was Bob Marley.
That was pretty good too, but I'm going Bob, greatest singer songwriter of all time. Rolling Stone has him as the second greatest artist of all time behind this group. Maybe you've heard of called the Beatles.
Who?
And you know what? In the words of Ricky Bobby, Rolling Stone is just dumb.
That's just dumb.
Okay, let's talk football.
Yeah, football.
Okay, here. I have one camp question teed up here. You been watching?
No.
Have you seen, what's it called? That Team Out West. Do you watch that at all? The Oregon behind the scenes kind of Hard Knocks style show.
They have one for Oregon?
Yeah. Yeah, you can catch it. It's on YouTube.
Shut up. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Any of their media channels.
Yeah. You can, it's pretty good. Yeah, Ty Burrell does the, I mean, it's a dead ripoff of Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
Ty Burrell does the voiceover, but, anyway, it's kind of cool to see camp, and I thought of, watching that today, I thought of you, and I thought, you know, the Ducks are they're now the hunted this year. So from the inside, from an insider's perspective, what's it like to be the hunted and not the hunter, and how does that change things for Oregon at this point?
Ooh, that's an interesting question. I think Oregon has been the hunt. It's different this year. I understand that they are the hunted. But there's, with the Big Ten, I'd call, there's three other hunteds as well, yeah. Right? It's not, I think Oregon has lived in this space for a while now, and they've gotten used to it, right? Like, when we became the hunted my senior year, it was new, it was unique, it was like, I'm trying to think, like, I would agree that they are the hunted. However, I would also expand on that and say that this might be their best chance. I mean, if we're going to take away maybe like, 2014 and Marcus, but like this might be their as good a chance as they've got for a national championship. Like, this team is loaded.
Yeah. Preseason top five is the reason I bring that up. I mean, they haven't been this high. Really, ever the Mariota year that you're talking about, they were preseason top five. That's the last time they were this high. So they have been the hunted, but not to this degree.
No, people. I mean, they're number three. Everyone's talking about them. They have the odds-on favorite to win the Heisman Trophy, and now with the expanded playoff, I mean, you can stub your toe twice. If Oregon's 10-2, they're still in. So I mean, that's. Yeah. I'm not going to say there's a guarantee to a playoff spot, but they should get into the dance at least.
And that's the interesting. I'm assuming you're talking about Dylan Gabriel. And that's my hesitation, not because I think that he's going to be anything other than incredible this year, but he's new, right? And so I don't have that feeling. Like when Bo Nix came back last year, I was like, oh yeah, you know, confident and like it's you know, we're the hunted. Like having a new quarterback always. You know, you can have talent everywhere else. Like everybody else is returning, but we have a new quarterback. And for whatever reason, that just gives me a little bit of pause. And like I said, he's going to go break the all-time touchdown record for, you know, NCAA passing touchdown record. He's going to be phenomenal. He's an incredible player, an incredible person, and is going to have a great season. But still the fact that he hasn't played yet, I always just pump the brakes a little bit. Like it just, there's something about having a returning starter at quarterback that makes me that much more confident.
Yeah, that's a good point. And you having played, how long do you think is a realistic time frame for that sort of feeling to go away for you, for him and you?
Two games.
Oh, that's it, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I don't anticipate it's going to take long. I mean, that's, you know, it was... With, you know, remember with Bo, he stubbed his toe coming out of the blocks against Georgia and then just got locked in and went bop, 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 yeah, bop, bop.
That's true.
And this is different. Like Dylan Gabriel is different than Bo Nix coming over. Bo came over with some baggage. Like, ooh, remember the conversation? Are we getting good Bo or bad Bo? Yeah. Like, there's no conversation around that with Dylan. It's, Is he going to be phenomenal in game one, or is it going to take him till halftime of game one? Yeah. Like that's the, you know, so get two games under your belt for me and I'm right back in there. But okay. Still, there's always that little bit of like, we don't have a returning starter, which just makes me a little bit on edge.
Understood. Well, it's Idaho and Boise State.
It helps.
So yeah. Not Ohio State.
You mean we don't go to Dublin?
No. Although Georgia Tech, that's the same thing. You could play Georgia Tech on the moon. It wouldn't matter. It's Georgia Tech.
Speaking of Ohio State, do you guys have your tickets yet?
Yeah, we get them through the station.
Shut up.
In your face.
We are home of the Ducks.
Man. So if when you get your tickets in hand and go scalp them, how much are you going to get?
We can't do that.
As far as you know, we won't be doing
that. Yeah, we can't do that. That's illegal.
Yeah.
For us.
I went, somebody asked me the other day, like, hey, do you have tickets? I was like, nah, you know, I gave up my season tickets, you know, a few years ago once kids were, you know, playing soccer every weekend. I'm not getting down there as much. And they're like, oh, man, we're, you know, looking for tickets. I was like, you know, StubHub, or you just grab some. He said, standing room only is starting at $500.
Damn. Yeah, that's probably.
I went on and looked. I was like, are you kidding? Like, standing room is $500. Like, the next ticket is like $1,300.
Biggest game in Autzen history.
Yeah, it's got to be, right?
Not even close. It's going to be like 1-3 or 2-3. It's the biggest game, at least right now on the schedule. It's the biggest game in college football this year.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's nuts.
All right.
Yeah.
But I will not be selling unless, you know, DM me someone.
I'm calling him out. I'm getting him fired for that. You can't do that.
I bet you could pull in a cool $2,000 for that tick there, Rob. What do you think?
Never,
you
know,
that's some green fees down at Shadow. Yeah. That's a week, you know.
It is, but it's not worth my job.
Again, just talk to me.
Well, if you're going to quit or you're going to retire anyway, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
All good things got to come to an end, says Bob Dylan, right?
You mean the greatest singer-songwriter of all time?
Every rose has its thorn, says Slash.
That's Brett Michaels. He is not
the greatest.
Oh my God. All right. Talk to you next week. Thank you.
See ya.
The great Joey Harrington, Mods PDX, the future of building is here. Enjoy the foos. We want a full report on Monday.
I'm out.
We'll be back with Club 1080 on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.